There are all sorts of surveys out there that tell you what the best companies to work for are based on salary, office culture, things like that. But what about a different criterion? All those 401ks. What's the best company to retire from? Well, a new survey this week ranks the 250 biggest companies in the U.S. based on their retirement benefits, and there are some surprises here. Michael Regan is with Bloomberg News and joins us to discuss. Hi there, Michael.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So, ConocoPhillips, the Houston oil and natural gas company, ranks number one as the best place to retire from. Why did their plan top the list?
Well, the way this survey worked, it gave a very big weight to the potential match that a company gives an employee. You know, if you put X dollars into your 401k every year, then the company matches you a certain amount. And Conoco's was extremely generous. Even if you only put in 1% of your salary into your 401k, they will put in 9%. And so, you know, these rankings give about half of the weight to just that one data point, which, you know, obviously is a very important data point, is the matching level that the company offers.
Yeah. And did ConocoPhillips say that they do that for all their employees?
I believe so. Yes. Yes.
OK. Well, this is tremendous, actually, because a 9% match just sounds sky high to me. And I see that ConocoPhillips estimates that an employee could retire at age 60 after 35 years of service with a savings of $3.8 million adjusted for inflation, assuming that there's a starting salary of $75,000 and a percentage increase in that salary per year. So $3.8 million, that's a lot.
It is. And, you know, that shows you right there why they're at the top of the list. Obviously, you know, I mean, anyone who's ever, you know, saved any money in a 401k or any type of account like this realizes that that interest compounds year after year after year. It really, you know, adds up. And it's really important to, you know, to get your savings started early in your career. And, you know, granted, that estimate from Conoco really has, you know, a lot of, you know, assumptions that you're going to stay with the company for 35
exactly.
years, and that you start with a $75,000 salary. But, you know, it's a pretty eye-popping number. And, you know, none of that is really unrealistic in their model there, you know, as far as a 4% salary increase. And, you know, staying with a company for 35 years, certainly getting that type of 401k match might inspire you to stay there that long.
Which ConocoPhillips says is part of the point, right? They want to attract good employees and keep them around.
Right, right.
Well, so let me ask you, so that's ConocoPhillips topping these rankings of the best places to retire from, and I absolutely take your point about the assumptions that they build into this very rosy picture, but they still have that 9% match. Facebook, however, ranks at the bottom of the 250 biggest companies. What's their retirement plan like?
Well, when the numbers were being collected and gathered for this, Facebook wasn't offering any match at all, which obviously, you know, puts it pretty low on the list. Now, you know, obviously it's important to take a step back and say, well, wait a minute, Facebook is, you know, creating a lot of millionaires basically with stocks out there. So maybe the 401k match is not at the top of the mind of some of these young programmers taking jobs there that are, you know, millionaires overnight with their stock. But, you know, as a company matures, obviously, you know, you can't offer that type of, you know, generous stock type of compensation going forward. So as the year went on, Facebook did come out and say, we are starting to match this year. And their current plan is they, retroactive to January 1st, they will match up to a maximum of 3.5% of your benefits, mm-hmm. of your contribution. And that's for people who save 7% of their salaries. So
yeah,
they'll match half up to 7%.
Forgive me for doing this, but I just want to bounce back to ConocoPhillips for a second.
Sure.
Because it raises that 9% match from them raises this question of how can they afford it? Because I think a lot of companies would say, sure, we'd like to give a heftier retirement benefit and help folks out with their 401k, but we just can't afford it.
Well, I'm sure if you look at it, you know, what's the cost to, you know, hire a new employee and train them? You know, if someone jumps ship for a more attractive compensation package from another company. So in that sense, you know, this allows them to retain the employees and, you know, keep the turnover level down. And, you know, let's be honest, the energy companies make a lot of money and, you know, to them, it's worth it.
Right. And then on the other hand, with the Facebook story, we see also a lot of tech companies, Apple, Google, other Silicon Valley giants, not ranking so high in these retirement benefits survey that we see, but probably for the same reasons that you're talking about, that they maybe they expect higher turnover and they have a younger workforce and they're offering other things instead of matching contributions, those hefty stock options.
Right, right. Google actually is not too bad. They're 24th on the list, and Apple is in the 105th space. This is out of 250 companies. Other, you know, there's really no tech firms in the top 10, and there's a lot clustered towards the bottom. You know, as you mentioned, Facebook is basically in last place. Amazon.com was at 232nd place. And it really is, you know, many surveys before this one of the younger generation finds that, you know, as much as everyone tells them to get their retirement savings started early, and you know how important it is, and how much you know that interest can compound every year, and those returns compound every year, it's sort of a message that's lost on a lot of younger people. Mm-hmm. And many surveys before this have shown, you know, younger generation just not worrying about it quite yet. And you know, a lot of these tech companies, again, they have, it's not just all younger employees, but there is, you know, there certainly is, you know, a younger element to it. And they're, you know, it's Silicon Valley sort of operates on its own protocols.
Right.
And, you know, people prefer the cash up front, you know, big bonuses, big salaries.
Who wouldn't when first making their way into the working world? But let me ask you about what information or what's the impact of this survey overall for most workers? Because I think there are so many American workers, regardless of who their employers are, that they just can't even afford to save the maximum allowable into a 401k every year. So what does it even matter, you know, what the potential match is from their company?
Right. Well, you know, it's certainly when you are taking a new job, it's definitely something you want to think about, you know, regardless of how much you're able to put into the plan yourself. I mean, look at Conoco. Again, obviously, this is the most generous plan out there, but all they're saying is put in 1% of your salary. And I think, you know, even the most broke among us could probably afford 1%, and then they'll match, you know, 9%, and all of a sudden you're saving 10% a year. It was really an eye-opening study for a lot of people to see the variation between companies.
So start saving now. I'm going to dig into my pockets for this last quarter to put into my 401k. Michael Regan is with Bloomberg News talking to us about the best companies to retire from, according to a new survey. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.